that's number 40 in the camp songbook that our sister was just playing. Christ is coming. Someone told me, I like to hear camp trivia. I said some little things. I don't suppose I'm the best for camp trivia. Here, Sister Ruth Collis was here from the first year, she told us, 1946. So she would have a bigger store of lore. But anyway, this much I've heard, that this song, the Lord used this song to touch Brother Gardner when he was a young boy. This song about the second coming. On a Thanksgiving weekend in the early 1920s, I think he was 8 or 9 years old, he heard this song and he was brought under conviction for sin. He knew he wasn't ready to see Jesus. And it was a time, as I recall him telling the story, it didn't come all of a sudden. He was under conviction for a couple of days, if I remember the story correctly. But he often told us that this song meant so much to him as he looked back to those days when God first moved in his heart and drew him to open wide to the Savior. Jesus is coming again, and there are so many wonderful things we think of when we turn our attention to this message, to this glorious hope God has put in our hearts. And he wants us to, of course, get ready and live ready. Yes. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love, praising the Savior, waiting for him, working for him, wanting him. Praise the Lord. Well, Brother Gardner got his start there with this song at that time. That was the catalyst that began that moving of the Holy Spirit in his life as a young boy. But I suppose it's going to touch our hearts today, too, as we sing it. Number 40, Christ is Coming.
In the glow of early morning, in the solemn hush of night, down from heaven's open portals steals a messenger of light, whispering sweetly to my spirit, while the host of heaven sings.
the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for the earnest of the Spirit that you have placed in our hearts, the hope of glory, Christ in us. Hallelujah. We thank you that you live within us. We thank you that you can cause us and do cause us to abound in hope. You fill us with all joy and peace in believing, and we abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you that we know Jesus, who yesterday, today, and forever is the same. We thank you, Lord, that we love Jesus. You have put that love in our hearts, and we want to love you more. And this afternoon, Lord, we believe you have come to work in our hearts, to speak to our hearts, to draw us nearer to you. We thank you for that precious work that you are doing in our midst, in all of our hearts, as we look to you and seek you together. We love to look full in your wonderful face. We thank you. We pray that you will draw our hearts, draw our attention. Let our whole attention and our whole affection and our whole adoration be yours this afternoon, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are so real and precious to us, and we just look to you to work in us that we might love you more.
Yes.
More, Lord, more. We want to love you more. Thank you for weaning our hearts away from things of earth, for bringing us here and for bringing us to yourself. We believe you're working in a precious and holy and wonderful way as we look right to you, Lord. Beyond that which we ask or think, exceedingly abundantly above, you are working in your people, and for this we glorify your great name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We heard about Brother A.B. Simpson just before. Was that this morning that Brother Graber spoke about him as in seeing one of his books down in the bookstore? I believe there are more than one of his books. I went down and looked again. Let's sing his great song, Yesterday, Today, Forever. Jesus is the Same. 299. 299. Hallelujah.